It might be too early to rub salt in any wounds. I don't mean to do that, but for all you Packer fans, this is in solidarity with you, green and gold. I know for a lot of Packer fans, it's a very hard day. You can tell Jesus about it. It's okay. All right. I know that it can be hard. So it was a very tough loss for those of you who watched that game. Anyway, the important stuff today, Jesus. This time of year, we're beginning, for a lot of students, a new semester. At St. Mary's, we begin a new semester today. A lot of college students beginning a new semester soon. I oftentimes think, wouldn't it be great if you showed up on the first day of school, you looked at your class syllabus, and you saw your professor's name, and if it was said, Jesus. That'd be really cool. The reason it'd be so cool is because he's a great teacher. He did a lot of things, but one thing he was really, really great at was teaching. What made him a really great teacher was his use of images. I find that the teachers in my memory that have been the most effective are those that were able to use images really effectively. In today's gospel, he does just that. He uses this image of new and old cloth and new and old wineskins. For many years, I'd hear this gospel and go, I have no idea what they're talking about. New, old wineskins, bursting, all this stuff. What's going on there? It's a really simple image. And what is Jesus trying to get at with the image? Well, let's first understand the image. Jesus says, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. The wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. What does that mean? Well, if you have a really old wineskin, and you put new wine into it, that new wine is still doing something. It's still fermenting. What does fermenting wine do? It gives off gas. What does gas do? It causes the old wineskins to burst. So the only thing we should be putting into old wineskins, I guess, would be old wine, and the only thing we should be putting into new wineskins is new wine. What's the image? Well, the image is our life in Christ. That the new wine is the freshness of receiving Christ, the freshness of knowing Jesus. It's the freshness of prayer, of being in a relationship with Him. All that is. And the old wineskins is our old life. When we were maybe not as holy as God wanted us to be. When things were a struggle. And so you take the new wine, and it meets the old wineskin, and you feel this tension. We oftentimes feel that tension in our hearts when we're experiencing some level of conversion, whatever it might be. But we have to remember that Jesus wants to give us new wine. And he pours new wine into a new heart. And that's what God gives us. That's what God gave us at our baptism. That's what God gives us at every Mass, is in a lot of ways what Ezekiel says, a new heart. A fresh heart. Let's ask God for the freshness of His life today, that we may receive that into our lives, that we may receive that in a way that bears fruit, fruit that will last. Jesus isn't about the old, He's about the new. What new ways is God wanting to come into our hearts this day?